Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
So we have so much good stuff to share with you today on the podcast. We have secrets that were too risque.
Yes.
We couldn't use them on the air. We were talking about the most risque thing you've ever done. And I thought for a minute, half of them were just from Rudy.
Well, do we know that they weren't?
We don't know, which is why I brought it up.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything in there about, what happened?
No, I'm waiting for it.
Oh, no. Well, see, today is one of these days where it's like, when anybody else makes a noise that's like out of ordinary, I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute, did the station shut down? Did something blow up? I don't know what.
On?
Yeah, is everything okay? Okay, I think we're all right. Yeah.
So we've got that, and then why is Crisco's old roommate trying to get him to drink his love soup?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Wait.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So many questions, so much ground to cover. But real quick, why don't we just address what happened today? I think this is the perfect place for it. It's our After Hours podcast. People who listen to the show probably download this podcast and wonder what the hell happened this morning. Seriously, this show was like a dumpster fire.
It was a bleep show.
Stuff was firing that we didn't want firing. Things weren't playing. There's dead air. We just upgraded, in air quotes, upgraded to the worst piece of crap software I've ever worked with in my life.
It's so bad, and I don't even have to push the buttons.
Oh, my God. It's just it's a mess. And so, it was kind of dumped on us. We had 1 hour to prepare for this major transition that operates everything we do for the show. And they said, okay, you get an hour of training and it starts tomorrow. Good luck. Thank you for playing. And bye-bye.
Trial by fire.
If it weren't for Rudy, I think I probably would have left this morning. I would have just gone home.
Really? I think you might have.
I could have grabbed my coffee and said, all right, I'm going home and good luck figuring this out. See you later. Seriously, the only sanity I had was that Rudy actually did everything that I couldn't do.
Yeah, knowing like we were on such a time crunch and knowing how little sometimes people want to put into their jobs, I'm not saying that nobody else knows how to work this thing, but I figured at some point, you guys are busy. You have so much stuff to do after the show. I like tinkering with these things, so I can totally come in and swoop in and learn it. I pray to God that everybody else on this radio station has, that they spend some time like learning how to do it, because it is difficult. It's a lot of muscle memory. And using the same software for the last however long this we had our old stuff, 17 years, I think, or something
long
like that?
Time.
Long time.
Yeah.
It's tough to get acclimated. And this one is one of these things that it's not user-friendly. There's
not
a lot
at all.
A lot of extra buttons to click to do the same thing that our old system did. There's things that I use this for that I think are going to be great to help me out, but for everybody else, I can see why it would be difficult.
You know, there are people who, you know, go to jobs and their employer will force them to make a change in how they do their job.
Yeah.
And you're like, but we've always done it this way and it works. Why are we changing things?
Mm-hmm.
This works. Why would we change it? And so we're feeling your frustration because I know we're not the only employees to have to deal with upgrade.
No, yeah. And it just changes the whole dynamic. That's the only system I've ever used is the one we had before this. And I know somebody's listening who's like, okay, get with the times. Change happens.
Yeah.
This change is completely shutting the station down. It's like, mm-hmm.
All right, so now that we've explained that, and if you were wondering what was going on, there it is. And so hopefully we'll be better on Monday. Let's get right to these secrets, though, because I want to do this.
How do we know until we've heard all your dirty little secrets?
It's time for the KS95 Morning Show's...
I'll let you on a little secret.
Secrets.
Okay, the most risque thing you've ever done... This one made me laugh out loud. It's so funny. I polished the unicorn horn while driving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, oh. Wonder who texted that in.
That text could have come from me.
No, it didn't come from Rudy because it says only once and never again, though.
Oh, definitely not Rudy.
Oh, no, yeah, that's usually every time he goes to the cabin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take them back roads.
I never thought about, polishing it yourself.
Yeah.
In a car.
Well, yeah.
I just would have never. I guess girls are a little different than guys.
Oh, well, wait till we get further in the secrets.
We'll see
how close you are.
I went skinny dipping at 2 a.m. in Aruba after drinking with a group of new friends, swam out to an anchored boat, and climbed aboard to explore the vessel.
Whoa. Oh,
that is hot. Mm-hmm.
Yes, love that's it. Like a movie.
Oh, they were on Palm Beach for sure, because that's where all the boats are anchored. Oh, I love Aruba. Okay, I had solo unicorn with my B.O.B. while stuck in traffic. I just couldn't wait to get home. Take that, Des.
Take that. Oh, women gosh. Just don't do that kind of thing. She's like, well, you do have another 38 minutes.
Wow.
The most risque thing I've done is have unicorn on a fire truck with a firefighter.
Oh, I could see the appeal there.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. I actually know somebody who did that.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Julie. Was it?
I don't know what
it was. Julie?
No,
was it your friend Julie?
That's not what I said. I said, oh, I know
God,
somebody.
Oh my God, Des, your friend Julie?
I did not say that. Nope.
She did it with a firefighter,
but
huh?
You didn't deny it, which is the best part.
No, I am denying it.
You're denying it.
You are a little late. A little late to the denial party.
Friend.
Julie making out with a firefighter.
Nope. Explains why she likes chili and Dalmatians. I get it.
Totes my goats.
I get it.
Let's see here. Ménage à trois on a Jamaican beach. Again.
Oh.
We know Rudy went to Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Yep. Had a good time down there.
Did it in a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit after hours. Okay, that's disgusting.
No. That's disgusting because Des just went to a Chuck E. Cheese and went, I'm so sad the ball pits aren't there anymore.
Well, yeah, but not to have sex in. Yeah. That's nostalgic.
That's how things like syphilis start.
Yeah.
Ew.
Mm.
Unicorn on the 50-yard line at my high school football field.
Yeah.
That's a dream come true for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my early 20s, naked hot tubbing with another couple.
Oh,
okay. I wonder, was that couple in Grey Cloud Island?
Oh, no.
Des?
I mean, I loved a naked hot tub, but I've never done it with anybody else.
Okay, my wife and I are counselors at a summer Bible camp for teenagers. We once snuck out in the middle of the night to meet up for a little action.
Oh.
At Bible camp?
Okay, guys, go ahead and read Leviticus 7:12.
Ooh, my husband and I went to the hedonism resort in Jamaica, stayed on the nude side, no clothes for a week. It was fantastic.
I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine the Lysol wipes to clean the chairs off around there.
I slept with five guys all in the same night, all at different times.
Well, maybe it was the burgers.
What?
You don't know. Maybe
five
guys?
In one night.
Even our music quit.
Yeah. It was like, what?
Damn.
Okay.
Five guys. I mean, Jesus, I can't imagine the walk home.
Got my freak on with a friend in front of another guy drunk at a party.
Was somebody just right there?
Wait, got my freak on with a friend in front of another guy. So is this all guys?
I don't know.
Probably two ladies. Got my freak on with my friend in front of another guy.
Yeah, he wanted to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, this is funny. My husband went to work on a Saturday when no one was there just to sit at work naked. He took his clothes off at his desk.
That's like, really funny.
It's a good move.
People are off. Let them hang out and free.
Yeah. I sure hope they have surveillance cameras at work.
I actually did hear that there's a person on the weekend here at KS95 who doesn't.
No,
he sits in that chair right
now. No, he doesn't.
Bare butt cheeks.
He runs the board over there, right?
Nope.
He sits out and he just lets it all dangle.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of your roommate, your former roommate,
our
part-timer on the weekend, why does he want you to drink his love soup? That is so disgusting.
I have never been more caught off guard by an invitation in my life. He's a big Oregon Ducks football fan. They have a playoff game tonight, and he said, dude, do you want to come over to the apartment for the game? And I go, yeah, that could be fun. And I'm thinking like wings and pizza or something like that. And he goes, oh my God, I just found this recipe for love soup. I want to bring you over and we can have love soup. And I'm like,
I don't want to know what's in his love soup.
I don't know what love soup is, but I don't want to eat love soup with you. That's weird. Like, legitimately, he's like, yeah, it's got meatballs. And I'm like, oh, God,
not helping.
Oh, boy.
It's cream-based.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a big kielbasa sausage is in there. Okay, come on. I couldn't believe it. He's like, no, you're going to love it. And I was like,
okay.
We can't do pizza for football. Mm. We want some love soup. I watched the Oregon Ducks win their football game eating some love soup.
That's such a manly thing. Hey, you want to come over and watch some football. I'm going to make some love soup.
Some soup, period.
Even just soup, yes.
Yes, come over for a delicious bowl of soup. Oh, it sounds delightful on a cold winter's night.
Even chili's more passable than love soup. Like,
chili is acceptable.
It is, and so I just laugh. I tried to look it up this morning, and it was all the stuff on like Pinterest, like make your own love soup jar to go. I'm like, what? No. That doesn't even make sense.
Do we know that he's not really into you? What if this is his way of saying, you know what?
Romantic.
After all of the people out there, I really let the one that I had get away.
Well, he knows it's not the way to my heart to bring me over for love soup and have no food on the table. Mm-hmm. If he's like, the love soup's right here, come on. I'd be like, I'm leaving right now.
Maybe he's trying to win his way back into your house with his love soup.
Well, that can't be it, because he's not my favorite cook.
Maybe it's like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon with the love potion. The first person you see, you automatically fall in love with. Maybe he's, you know, trying to work into that Crisco angle.
If that's the case, then drop an Acme anvil on me. I'll walk out of there like an old accordion.
Well, let us know how the love soup goes.
I'm going to really try for wings. I feel like wings is a good choice.
Yeah, love wings sounds amazing.
No,
right?
I don't want love. You don't have to put love on the front of it.
Love pizza?
Yeah, no? I think that's great.
Love pizza. That sounds like a whole...
Oh. Well, you've got your little wiener cooker at home. You could make him a love wiener.
Yeah, I'll bring my wiener cooker. You bring the love soup.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good night.
Oh, okay. Well,
sounds worse.
I cannot tell you how excited I am that Rudy got scammed on Craigslist. I don't want you to get hurt personally. I just love that I was right about it.
I hate that you were right.
Oh, yeah. If you missed it on the show, quick recap. This is just the best thing in the morning.
Yeah, so the story goes, a guy emails me and says, hey, I see you're selling a kid's snowboard. It's my daughter's old snowboard on Craigslist. My son has saved up $112. He was wondering if you would take $112 instead of the $175 that you're asking for. He's worked really hard to save it up.
Oh, and I'm like, has he?
I'm like, oh, that's such a touching story. Yeah. Tell me all about your son. Oh, he was watering plants and he was taking out the trash and he saved $112. Mm-hmm. So lo and behold, long story short, I said, well, that'd be great if I could like get some audio of your son, like asking him how he raised his money and, you know, is he really into snowboarding and, you know, we could work a deal out and I get to take I'll take $112 if I can get a cute story for the air out of it, no problem. And all of a sudden I don't hear from the guy for a few hours and next thing you know, the guy emails me back and he's like, okay, well, we didn't come and meet you because, yeah, there really is no $112, man.
No!
Like, we kind of just made up the story to see if we could get it for cheap.
That's so terrible.
Man.
Oh, that's great.
And that dude had me hook, line, and sinker.
Yes,
because
he did.
I was all about, what a story. And yeah, Des and I are like, oh, look at that. The Christmas spirit is well alive. No, it is dead. It has a black heart and it is crumbled.
Realists Ryan and Crisco were the ones who immediately were like, nope.
I've been scammed enough times on Craigslist. I don't think I told you this. I applied to get an apartment in St. Paul. It was in the McAllister neighborhood of St. Paul. You know, we're selling our house and I'm trying to find a place. Well, there was this home available for rent at the most unbelievable price, and that should have been the clue.
Right.
This guy writes this Craigslist ad saying, oh, I've been relocated for work. I'm doing the Lord's work. I'm a blah, 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 Reverend so-and-so. And I just need someone really to move into my house and take care of it for me. And that's why I've offered such a drastic discount on the rent, because I want you to take care of my home. I need you to shovel the snow and mow the grass. And I went, for that kind of a discount, hell yes.
Absolutely.
It would have easily gone for $2,000 a month. Easy. And he was wanting like, I don't know, $1,200, $1,100. Reasonable price for a house to yourself.
Yeah.
So he has me, you know, tell my story and what I'm doing. And he went, okay, great. Well, I would just like you to fill out my application. And nowhere on the application did he ask for any pertinent information like social security number or anything where he's trying to steal my identity. So I went, this is kind of legit.
Yeah.
So I gave him enough information to appease him, you know, and enough to where he could feel like, you know, he could trust me. And he was in Atlanta at the time. Well, come to find out at the end when he goes, we have approved your application. And so this is terrific news. Send us first month's rent and we'll send you the key in the mail. We're in Atlanta. And so just send us the rent check. Here's the address. And we'll send the key and you can just let yourself in. And we're flexible on move in and away you go. And I went, well, I need to see the house before I, you know, can rent it. I'm not going to just cut you a check and not see it.
Yeah.
Who can let me in? He goes, oh, yeah, I don't have anybody on site who, you know, could let you in. So it's just kind of a sight unseen thing.
Okay.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
And think about it.
Scam. And I followed it down the rabbit hole.
But think about how many people followed it down and went, great. Oh, I needed this so bad. $1,200 is on the way.
So then I went and drove by the house, and guess what?
People live there. Yeah.
That just makes me mad.
Because they had all the interior shots of the house, but it was a recently sold home. And so there are people who live there, and they took all the photos from the real estate listing and used that for their Craigslist ad. Brilliant,
oh,
huh?
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, these people put a lot of work into it. It's just, it's a shame that they even do it.
Yeah, nobody wants to go out and just do the I don't know what you want to call it, like the old school thief's way of doing things, stealing car stereos and breaking into homes.
You know, classic criminal stuff.
Yeah, you know, like how they did it back in our day, you know? Like, nobody wants to do that anymore. They sit at home with their YouTubes and their Craigslists and their, you know.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa Pavich.
Buddy, you got to get off that that soapbox.
Oh, hold on.
Tiny little thief.
There it is.
Yes.
Got a bunch of Dayquil going through me, so...
You are sick, aren't you?
Yeah, I got a little something going on.
Oh, you couldn't hear it? I knew it!
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't said something prior to this.
Well, his microphone sounded weird this morning, and it's all part of this, you know, upgrade,
change.
And who knows, so I didn't think to ask. Buddy, cold?
Yeah, everything feels fine. Chest is all right, like no coughing, nothing like that, but the sniffles come in and out. Like, I'll be fine right away when I wake up in the morning, then about 2-3 hours in, it's like a faucet. It's hard to... Yeah, it's tough.
Dad, aren't they the cutest little sniffles you've ever heard?
They're so cute. I really want to hold you and rock you.
It's like if Fievel Goes West had the sniffles. It's like, come here, little buddy. I just want to hold you close.
Let me take you out of that boot. Bring you up here. Yeah.
Are caveman dinners a thing? Caveman dinners? Have you heard of this?
I haven't.
What the hell's a caveman dinner?
I couldn't believe this. I'm going to pull up the picture as I'm telling you the story. So I'm scrolling through Facebook yesterday, and all of a sudden I see this guy I'm friends with on there, and he is talking about how busy their life is, and man, they cannot afford the time of day to make a dinner and put plates on and do the dishes and keep up with the kids.
Right.
So they did this. This is called a caveman dinner. They put
what?
They put like I don't even know what the paper is. Maybe like
no, that's just plastic.
Plastic, whatever it is.
Oh my.
They put a plastic tablecloth down on the dinner. There's on the table.
Okay.
There's nothing. There's no plates. There's no silverware. There's no anything. The way he describes it, been a long week and nobody wants to do dishes. Caveman dinner. No plates. No silverware allowed. They have a Cornish gay man. A bunch of biscuits, 8 different types of sauces squeezed onto the plastic, macaroni and cheese dumped on the plastic, 2 different types of vegetables, and the only dishes they have are glasses for the kids for milk.
Oh, wow.
You eat it with your hands. You literally grab a handful of macaroni and cheese and just plop it right in your mouth.
So they're finally catching up to how your mom likes to serve her meals.
She flings it at you. She doesn't actually do that. She just takes it. She's like, macaroni! Smack! Oh, Mom, I wasn't ready!
Luckily, the hoof really takes up that mac and cheese, you know?
It really does.
Yeah.
You
found out about
her endorsement with Caribou. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
There you go, Roman. You got something to share with Grandma now.
Oh, yeah. He'll tell her. Believe me. Grandma, they just said you have a hoof! The caveman dinner, I've never heard, it was the craziest picture I've seen.
It's not a thing.
No.
It's not a thing. So he just did that like, oh boy, I'm doing this for fun.
And he called it that?
It's called the caveman dinner. I bet you there are more people that do this.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking it up right now.
We'll find out on Monday because this needs to be brought up. This is unheard of. Completely ridiculous.
A big pile of mayonnaise right there on the caveman table.
Ew.
If you just eat food off the table, you don't even use a fork.
Nothing. No forks. Yeah. The only dishes are 2 glasses for milk.
Okay. Yep. This is society going backwards. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to evolve forward. Yeah. We're regressing. Sad. Okay. I'm going to leave now. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.